is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 811-029 and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
And welcome back to Fortress Obetz. We're at halftime, tied at 28, Reedy and Academy. I'm proud to be joined here at halftime by Joe Lang, who is the director of admissions and the extraordinary girls basketball coach for the Silver Knights. Coach, how are you?
Doing very well. I don't know about extraordinary, but I'm doing well.
And PA announcer for the Silver Knights as well, too, right?
Been doing that for a while. Joe Plaza used to do that, and I took over back, about 20-some years ago now. Been doing it since.
You're only, what, 32?
Only 32.
There you go. Hey, big things happening at Bishop Reedy. Let's talk, first of all, about an open house that's just around the corner, correct?
Yeah, Randy, Sunday, November 18th is our annual open house. Really encourage our 7th and 8th graders, and really anybody and their parents, to come over on that day. They're able to kind of see all the programs that we have at school, meet the teachers, meet a lot of our kids, and I think really get a pretty good feel for the school and what it's about.
And again, that's coming up November the 18th. Now, one of the things I'm looking forward to, I want some background on this event because this is one of the things I love to play. You've got a Euchre night coming up?
Yes, we do. October 27th, a Saturday night. We are not having bingo that night, which is shocking enough. But we are going to play Euchre, and it's really going to be a big deal for us. We hope we get a great turnout of our alums and parents and friends. All proceeds from that night are going to go to the replacement of the gym floor and hopefully new seating also in the gym. The gym floor is a 1960 original, so we are due for another.
It is a classic like you, correct?
It is a classic.
I've got to ask you about Euchre night because I love Euchre. How does that work? How does it cost money, and how do you win and all those things?
Yeah, well, if the people pay a fee at the door to come in and play, usually they will come in with their own teams of 10 or 12.
Oh, my goodness.
And they just play amongst themselves at their own table for the night. We give away a ton of door prizes. We have pizza, all kind of drinks. Really, we've been having it for several years with the Boys and Girls Basketball program at Reedy. Been unbelievably successful. The people in the community have supported it out very, very well.
Do I need to call ahead and reserve a table or anything like that?
A lot of people will, but a lot of people show up at the door. If you want to come in and play, we'll find a place for you.
If you want to do it in advance, is there a phone number you call?
Yeah, just call the school, 614-276-5263. Ask for our athletic director, Stevie McQuaid.
Now, I was told, too, Larry wants to be there, but he's got his own special deck of cards he says he wants to bring. Is that okay?
Larry is always welcome to bring anything he wants.
Thank you, Stanley. So he can bring anything he wants.
Anything
right?
he wants.
As long as he doesn't bring himself. All right. Also, you have something else that's pretty interesting. You have an alum that is coming back as a community outreach person. Can you touch on that?
Yes, we can. I'm sure anybody that's associated with Reedy knows the Rollins family. Outstanding athletes, girls and boys that went to Reedy. Megan Rollins, whose name now is Megan Zerker, is our outreach leader at this time and goes out to all our elementary schools and meets with those kids, talks with those kids, goes to all of their events. I will tell you this. The girl graduated from Reedy in 02, went on, played softball at Ohio State, unbelievable athlete, and has way more energy than I have. I have to calm her down sometimes and say, hey, Megan, let's remember here, I'm 63.
You are? You look about 42.
God bless you.
Now, I've got to ask you something here. I'd be remiss in my duties if I didn't ask you for a preview of the girls' basketball season.
Absolutely. We lost, Randy, we lost five seniors who really did a lot of the playing. Got a young lady back in the middle, Derricka Bramwell, about a 5'11" post player. She was All-Central Catholic League, All-District last year. We're expecting big things out of her. We got a point guard who played a little bit last year, Ariana Marshall. Good quickness, really defends well. Bree Hayduke is a junior that'll be back at a wing. Danielle Brown's a junior, kid that's really improved for us. We're really looking for things out of her. And then we're looking at a boatload of youngsters, sophomores and freshmen, some of which we really like. If we can get them to come along pretty quickly, we think we got a chance.
And a final question, now that Larry Wolf is gone, why is there another great reason or two to consider Bishop Reedy for the education for your student athlete?
I'll tell you this, Randy, and I say this to parents and people all the time. It is the land of opportunity. You know, whatever your dream might be, you want to come, you want to get a great education, you want to get involved in extracurricular activities, whether it's athletics, being in the band, being in drama clubs, whatever, you're going to come to Reedy High School and you're going to have a chance to do those things. You're looking at a school of about 390 people, so we would love to have you there, and I think personally, obviously I'm a Reedy grad, great place to be.
If people want more information, is there a website or a phone number they should call?
Absolutely. They can email Jay Lang at cdeducation.org, or they can call Bishop Reedy at 614-276-5263, extension 201, and talk to me. And then we also have our website at brhs.org, and you can find out all kind of information there.
When I grow up, this is the guy I want to be, Joe Lang. Joe, thank you so much for your time here at halftime.
Randy, thanks a lot. It's great seeing you guys.
And it's a great seat up here. Are you going to stay here for the next 2 weeks, the next home game?
We will be back in 2 weeks.
All right. Joe has rumored that he might just get a room up here and just stay up top.
If so they we'll get see. A bathroom, I'd stay here.
We'll take a break here at halftime. We are tied at 28 on the other side. Ryan's going to head up the scoreboard patrol. He's got all the information you need on the AMA 20 scoreboard. And don't forget, after the game, it's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan and Lee will have all the scores, highlights, and interviews after the game with the coaches right up until 11 o'clock. Tied at 28, we'll take a break. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months on all remaining 2018 Ford F-150s, or save up to $5,000 on 2018 Ford Escapes. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
Somehow we've got it in our heads that simple or unnoticed work is a waste of time. In the words of Mike Rowe, we've declared war on work. We've created a caste system where everyone from plumbers to garbage men are at the bottom and Hollywood stars are at the top. Maybe that's why so many new parents get depressed. I'm just cleaning poop and cooking dinners now. Simple work. How's that matter? maybe I don't matter. Ever stop and think that Jesus spent most of his life doing manual labor? The God of the universe spent most of his life as a small town carpenter. Look, we can get by without the rich and famous, but without people to remove our trash, raise our food, and change the diapers, the gears of human history would come to a grinding halt. I think maybe our vision of what matters is off, and we've become less happy as people and less stable as a society because of it. That quiet, often unnoticed work you do every day, it matters a lot. And so do you. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
We've got a shootout going on in our CCL football game of the week. Reedy and Columbus Academy knotted up in a good one at 28 at the half. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran back in the studios of AM 820. Definitely getting our money's worth sitting here tonight listening to this one. Lee, this one this week in the predictions for the this week staff, this was a tough one. For a very split, the group was on this one. I believe both you and I went with Reedy, but this game is living up to what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, we figured it'd be a close game. You know, when we pick those games, there's always a few of them that stick out as these are the coin flip games that's going to be the difference in someone going, you know, 12-3 or 8-7. And that definitely was one of them. And, you know, we haven't decided anything yet.
Now, are you surprised at the lack of defense in this one?
Yeah, but you got to look. You know, Reedy gave up at, had the fumble. I guess it's called a fumble when they had the punt hit one of the players. It was a short touchdown drive. But, I guess I really thought there'd be a little bit more defense, but you know, I tell you what, you know, we haven't gotten to see him, but to hear him talk about Jack Foley is just fun to listen to. I mean, he's such a small kid with a big heart. I mean, he's one of those kids that you always say pound for pound about. Pound for pound, they probably don't get any tougher. Pound for pound, he's just hard nosed, and you know, it's just fun to really listen.
Yeah, last week on the preview show, I asked Coach Cross, do you ever sit there and think, how in the world does this kid continue to do this week in and week out? And he said, yes, I do, and we're stupid because we keep giving him the ball 28 times a game. I know that was their plan this year. They didn't want him to have as many touches. He's just so daggone good.
Yeah, well, it's easy to say, you know, you want to limit the touches, but, you know, you also want to win ball games. And if he's your best running back, you got to give him the ball. Yeah, and, yeah, you would love to ease it off a little bit, but, you know, you get caught up in it, and you got to be calling his number.
Yeah, so hopefully the second half lives up to what they've put on a display here in the first half. Looks like last team to have the ball may win in this one. 28-28 the score, Reedy and Academy at the half. Let's get you up to date on what's going on with the other Catholic teams in the area. First, Hartley has a 22-0 lead over Belmont. And the one that kind of, just the stat that kind of surprised me in this one, Lee, I know Matteo Agresti has been the kicker for Hartley for a long time, and they've had some good ones come through there. Brent Wally, who went on to have a great career at Ohio Dominican. Ben Hawk, Brad Birchfield loves his kickers. Matteo Agresti tonight with two extra points has become the all-time points leader for Hartley in this one at 216. So congratulations to Matteo, and he's had three good years of kicking there. Kind of surprising, though, with their history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're that touchdown scoring team. You get a lot of extra points that way. And I think he's leading Central Ohio, but as you say, Coach Birch Field loves his kickers, but as Larry said late in the second half, I doubt Coach Birchfield's had any of his kickers try 107-yard field goals.
Yeah, probably not, although if anybody would try it, it would be Brad. As we're talking, Jalen January has just scored again. I'm guessing they are going for two to try to get the running clock. They don't get that, but Hartley leads Belmont 28-0.
Yeah, and, you know, we're talking about running backs. Boy, there's a dynamic one right there in Jalen January. You know, He's so talented, he's so quick, but he's so powerful, and he's just a delight to watch. He really is.
If you've seen Jalen January, his lower half looks like a truck. I mean, he's thick as could be. Is he the best player in the area that we don't talk about? Because I just realized that this week that this kid's almost got 1,000 yards on the year. And I don't feel like I've talked to Coach Birchfield about him at all this year.
You might be onto something there, but yeah, that Well, we talk about him. We don't talk to Coach Birchfield a whole lot about him, but there are so many things to talk to Coach Birchfield about.
Very true. Yeah.
I mean, it might be predictable that what he would say, but maybe when we talk with him tonight, we will. But he's just a phenomenal football player. But yeah, you might be onto something. The one of the ones who is very good, but kind of seems to be under the radar. I mean, we're talking running backs. You talk about KJ Price. You talk about Savon Edwards. Words and those guys, but Jalen, he's right there in that conversation. He's not on a team that's going to give him the ball 30 times, and that's the big difference. I mean, he's nudging 1,000 yards, and that's pretty big for Harley because they run so many guys.
You mentioned KJ Price. We'll talk about him a little more in just a second, but he's running a wildcat tonight for London, getting the ball all the time. When you talk London, you know. KJ Price is getting the ball for them. Jalen January, it could be Phillip Cole, it could be Mason Sawyer, it could be Marcellus Parker. It could be anyone.
Well, but that's also why when it comes time for teams to be practicing Thanksgiving Day, we expect Hartley to be there.
Absolutely,
Hartley doesn't want to be the sitting around Thanksgiving watching football and eating turkey. They want to be out there in the practice field, and we expect them there. When they lost in the regional final last year, we were kind of surprised by that. We really were, and it's just what you expect. And because they have that diversity, they can go to any of those skill position players and be effective.
Yeah, so Hartley again with the 28-0 lead here on Belmont early in the second half. Waterston tonight fell behind Ursuline 17-0, but they have fought back. It is a 17-14 lead for the Irish in this one at the half. Ursuline Lee, a team that's 0-6, but Brian Kennedy said, don't let that record fool you. These guys have played a heck of a schedule.
Well, yeah, they played a heck of a schedule. What I think... four of the teams have winning records. One's 3-3, and then Benedictine is 2-4. But the thing I look at is they're winless, and they've played a tough schedule. But this is the first game all year Ursuline's been in. They've their closest game before this has been three touchdowns. So you want to see how they finish. They're in a position this year or tonight that they're unaccustomed to this year. So we'll see how that finishes. And Waterston's the kind of team that has had to come back a little bit. So I'm not saying it's in Waterston's favor at this point, but you got to kind of think if anybody's going to come back, Waterston can do it.
I know one thing, being out at practice this week, the Waterston kids did not want to be the team that gave Ursuline their first win of the year. So expect some fight from the Eagles here down the stretch. DeSales has a 19-0 lead over Terre Haute North. This is a school over in Indiana, Lee, that would get DeSales Division I points here in Ohio. Joey Velasquez, 2 touchdowns. Seems like maybe they've got their kinks worked out with him under center after a week.
Yeah, and I figure they worked on the quarterback snap. I mean, they were having – or handoffs, excuse me. They were having some problems with those. But, yeah, and that – what was it you were saying earlier? That school, the Vigo, was about the size if you combined all three Dublin schools. I mean, that's a big high school then.
Yeah, they got a lot of big players up front, but so far not hindering the Stallions as they have that 19-0 lead. St. Charles leads Mansfield Madison 27-7 tonight. Johnstown just took the second play of the second half, 83 yards for a score. They lead Newark Catholic 21-0 in that one. And then Fisher Catholic at the half has a 26-14 lead over Worthington Christian. Lee, we were looking at this one. Fisher Catholic hasn't made the playoffs since 06. This win tonight might seal it up for them because they've got 3 games left. They're probably going to win 2 of those at least, and that should put the Irish in the Division 7 playoffs.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, that was a 4-year streak. I think 03, 04, 05, 06, they made the playoffs, and they haven't been back since. But, yeah, they had the one cancellation game. And, with their schedule they have, I mean, they've got Harvest Prep. And if they could be the first team in, 4 years to beat, league team to beat Harvest Prep, that would definitely put them in. But they're right now sitting fourth. Burn Union's fifth. Burn Union's trailing Harvest Prep right now. So you would think that, that would give them a little bit of an advantage. It's neat, though, that we could sit here and start really now talking about playoffs, you know, and how things are starting to develop. I mean, you know, we haven't talked about too much yet, but Gahanna's leading Reynoldsburg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be huge for Gahanna. I mean, Reynoldsburg's probably in the playoffs no matter what happens, as is Dublin Kaufman. The rest of that region is really up for grabs.
Yeah, and along those lines, Lee, a lot of the small schools we talked about have big games tonight in the area. Some huge ones with London and Grandview, and that one's 21-0. We talked about KJ Price earlier. He's playing some quarterback for them right now because they're down to their third quarterback and having some issues. But KJ Price has 3 touchdowns on the night and just continues to roll. I thought this one would be a lot closer.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, London, you know, they've KJ Price is something special, and it's one of those things. I remember the story that Barry Switzer said about playing Oklahoma State when Thurman Thomas was a starting quarterback and Barry Sanders was a backup. He told his defense, he said, you know, tackle Thurman, tackle him hard, but don't hurt him because we sure don't want to see Barry Sanders. Well, you know, it's almost, you know, the quarterback gets hurt, so what are you going to do? You're going to put the ball in the hands every play of somebody who's coming into tonight averaging 15.7 yards a carry. I mean, that number has dropped a little bit. But, I mean, he's a home run threat every time he touches the ball. And he touched the ball a lot when he was playing running back. Now you got him at quarterback in the single wing. Oh, he's going to touch the ball every play.
Yeah, and his last one went 68 yards. Let's rapid fire here through some scores of some of the bigger games in the area. Pickerington Central leads Lancaster 17-10. Dublin-Jerome 28-7 over Delaware. You mentioned Kaufman 17-0. They lead Central Crossing. Harvest Prep 14-7 over Burn Union. Groveport and Canal. Canal just took the lead in that one 13-7. Westerville Central 21-6 over Westerville North. Eastmore shutting out Independence 47-0. Hilliard-Davidson 14-0. Over Upper Arlington. Worthington Kilbourne just took a lead in the Battle of Hard Road, 10-7 over Scioto. Bloom Carroll, one of those small school matchups, they've got a 19-8 lead over Amanda. Gahanna Reynoldsburg, you talked about that, Lee, 7-0 for the Lions. Olentangy, 21-14 over Olentangy Orange, and Westerville South is leading Olentangy Liberty, 28-14. We will do this again after the game. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Stick around to get all the scores and hear from the coaches as we head back out to Fortress Field to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf one more time here for the second half. Guys, Angelo Evans has his second touchdown for Hartley in the game. They've got a 35-0 lead now over Belmont.